Listening Library presents Jefferson's Sons, A Founding Father's Secret Children by Kimberly Brubaker Bradley, read for you by Adenrale Ojo. Spring 1805. Chapter 1. The Violin. It was April, and all Monticello was stirring, but in their cabin, Mama had just put baby Maddie down to sleep, and she told Beverly and Harriet to be still. Beverly did not want to be still. Harriet reached under the bed for the box where she kept things and pulled out the sampler Mama was teaching her to sew. Beverly knew what would happen next. Harriet and Mama would talk sewing and ignore him. He aimed a kick at his little sister.
"Don't do that," he said. "Let's do something fun."
Harriet sat down on the stool beside the hearth. She beamed at Mama with what Beverly called her good girl smile, like she was trying to show off how sweet she was. Harriet was almost 4 years old. She was not a sitting still little girl, but sometimes she took a mood to act like one. Beverly reached out with his foot again. His toe grazed the end of one of Harriet's braids. Harriet screeched.
"Beverly," Mama said, not even looking up, "don't wake your brother."
"I didn't yell," Beverly said. "Harriet did."
"You're the one looking for trouble," Mama replied. "Do you need something to do?"
Beverly knew better than to say yes. Mama would make him do chores.
"No, ma'am," he said.
"I guess I'll go visit Uncle Peter."